Council Bluffs Community Theater, Chanticleer, is presenting their upcoming production of Golden Age musical classic, Oklahoma. Oklahoma is a show that kicked off the golden age of musical theater in the 1940s, innovating storytelling through the combination of song, dance, and dialogue. And this rendition is a traditional version that seeks to be true to country life and the culture of Oklahoma. The director of Oklahoma, Ron Zank, elaborates more on this rural tale.
The curtain opens, and we see an old woman on stage churning butter. And it's sort of like, what is this? But it actually sort of sets us on our journey and really sort of indicated for audiences then and even audiences now, this is not necessarily what you might be expecting. This is not Hamilton. This is not Les Mis. This is a very simple but important story. What is life like in the center of the country? In some ways, that opening is one of my favorite moments. This is a pretty traditional, you know, we are on a farm, we are dealing with farm folk. I'm really kind of leaning into the tradition a little bit. So, because I think there's some great stuff here. There's some great characters, there's some great stories.
This show brings out those classical Broadway sounds and motifs that echo throughout this musical medley.
I mean, this is a Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, and actually it's the first show that they wrote together. So it's very classic Broadway 40s, 50s sounds. A lot of songs that people may or may not know, but will recognize, like, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, and I Can't Say No, and People Will Say We're in Love. So yeah, it's a lot of very classic sounding Broadway. I would say the biggest challenge is there is a lot of song and dance. I mean, there is so much dance to the extent that Act One actually ends with a 10-minute ballet. It's funny, we talk about in theater, we talk about dream ballets, and this is sort of like one of the big first ones. It's not the first, but it's one of the big first important ones that's really depicting what our heroine is going through in her mind as she tries to sort through everything. It's cheery and it's scary and it's violent, and yeah, so it's kind of a really interesting way to end Act One.
The actors making up this show consists of many UNO alumni and community members in the Omaha, Council Bluffs, and Elkhorn areas.
Lori and Curly, this is very sweet. Lori and Curly are two UNO alumni, recent UNO alumni, McKenna Catoni and Kevin Bray. And just to add to the cuteness factor, they are, in fact, engaged. They are involved in real life, which is kind of nice. They have some great chemistry there. Judd is played by Trace Benham, who's also a recent UNO alumni. There's several current UNO students and a lot of community members in here.
Zank finishes speaking about the underlying themes of the show and the team that has helped put this production together.
There's some questions in here about sort of like, how do we treat certain people in society and who gets accepted and who doesn't? So I think that's kind of important to keep in mind. It is a family-oriented show in that there's not troublesome content. It's a very much good old-fashioned bit of musical theater. Also, we've got great supporting work. My collaborators, Julian Adair, is doing choreography. Chris Ebke is doing musical direction. And they're really doing beautiful work. They're bringing people together in amazing ways. We've got this great broad section of community from the area, so I'm just really excited for people to see it and enjoy it.
Chanticleer's production of Oklahoma will be showing until May 24th. More information about Oklahoma can be found at pacearts.iowa.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Caden Weber.